Welcome to CWC Dive Deep, where we take a deeper look into this past Sunday's message, discussing how we can actively pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, the Spiritual Formation Director here at CWC with Pastor Arlie Davis. Welcome, Pastor Arlie.
Thank you, Caleb. Good to be here.
Glad to have you today. And as we continue to look at this series, Growing 101, this past week, we really focused in on the Holy Spirit. Just a great topic of conversation, one that is maybe misunderstood, I think, at large. So just as you were preparing this week, what spoke to you? What really made an impact on you?
I think the whole aspect of understanding full surrender to the Holy Spirit, what that means is it's a really significant and pivotal part of our spiritual development. And I really had hoped that I could communicate it clearly so that people could walk into that experience in a deeper way and really find a greater power operating within them to be able to see God's work be accomplished. So yes, so I guess that's what I was really hoping to, and I think that it's a significant step. Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants Jesus, but everybody doesn't want to give up complete control of their lives.
Yeah, and it seems to be a big struggle. It's this idea of, they almost romanticize the idea of life change and becoming this better person without understanding the pain, discipline, and hardship you need to endure to get there. So this idea of surrender, though, I want to go back to that. So you talked a lot about surrender, and the skit was really a great visual of that.
Oh, wasn't it?
Just so practical. I really liked that.
They did an awesome job, too. They're really very talented.
Oh, absolutely. And as we looked at that, though, you also tied in this idea of being filled with the Spirit as part of that surrender. But talk to us more about the process of allowing yourself to be filled with the Spirit. It sounded like there was more there.
Well, the fact is that God is never going to force his way into our lives. He's only going to come into our lives as he is invited. And so in trying to understand what that looks like, I mean, when I hold on to areas of my life, God's not going to pry our fingers loose and say, if you don't give me this, I mean, that's not going to happen. And so, but there are certain principles that are set up and are established that we can't experience unless we're willing to let go. And so for God to come into every room in our heart, it's like he knocks on the door and he waits for our response.
Right. And so when we open that door, I think what we fail to realize is our experience in life, our family of origin, where we've come from, has filled that room up already. So talk about that process.
Well, I think every one of us has kinds of things that we hold on to. And it's kind of like we're afraid to let go because we're not sure what it's going to look like afterwards. And I think that's a big part of like letting go of the things in our lives. Like, it really shows a lack of trust in God, but it's probably because we don't really know him well enough to be able to be at peace with letting go. If we really knew God more, he's totally trustworthy. And the more we give him, the more we experience. And it's a wonderful, incredible life that he's calling us to. But when we hold on to things in our lives, it hinders his ability to work fully in us. And so when he knocks on those doors of areas in our life, kind of like the closets that we have everything stuffed in, and we think, okay, no one's going to see that on the surface. You know, it's kind of like, that's kind of like, I used to hear people say that we used to have this thing called hospitality night. And when we did, you would invite four couples over to your house on a Sunday night. And And I used to hear people say, like, oh, it's hospitality night. I'm going to have to do bag cleaning. And bag cleaning was grabbing all the things that you didn't know what to do with and sticking in a bag and shoving it in a closet.
Right. Yeah. American cleaning.
Yes. Yes. And I think in some ways that's kind of what we've done in our lives. We've kind of done some bag cleaning to make us look good to other people. But somehow inside and deep inside, we've got things shoved in closets. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if we could really understand, if you'll just open up those closets and let God do the cleaning, he can do so much better than you could.
Right.
And that full surrender of those closets and those areas that are kind of hidden, kind of like our pet kind of areas of our lives where we kind of hold on to, when we fully surrender those, we experience a joy, a peace, a power that we couldn't find any other way. Mm-hmm. So if I could help people understand that, I think that that's the greatest way that we can have that experience.
Yeah. And so you highlighted the idea of trusting God. Mm-hmm. And so much of that is built upon examples or hearing stories from other people, mm-hmm. About how he's moved in our lives. Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples of either how the Holy Spirit has worked in your life or in some people that you know?
Sure. Well, I guess I'd probably give this example myself of when God worked in my life. And I gave my heart to Christ. And mine was kind of atypical or non-traditional, mm-hmm. in every way in my life, which I guess God was just trying to show me something, that it doesn't have to fit a particular pattern. It can be more than that. Because mm-hmm. when I gave my heart to Christ, I was not in a church service or anything. I was at home and by myself. I knelt by my couch and I surrendered my life to Christ. Mm-hmm. I didn't fully understand all of this other aspect of what it was like to follow Christ. I remember trying to, because I was living away from home and I really didn't have very much source of like spiritual guidance. And so I just thought, well, how would I live my life? I know I should live it the way my parents lived because they were good people. Hmm. And so I tried that and I was really miserable. It just wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to just say, whatever they did, that's what I'll do. And mm-hmm. and that's not the way it is. It's a very personal way that God wants to work in each of our lives, mm-hmm. not based on anyone else, but based on us. Mm-hmm. And so I started over again and it worked. And I started to find like, yeah, this is really good. And it was probably a year after that, I was on the beach reading a book about the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and what he wants to do. And it was at that point I realized I needed to fully surrender every area of my life to him.
Hmm.
And I did. I remember at that point, like obviously somebody could walking by on the beach would have seen me with tears in my eyes and would have thought, boy, that guy's really strange. But it was a moment that was very powerful. Mm-hmm. because I knew that I wanted God to have everything about me, every part of me. I didn't want to hold anything back because I wanted everything of God to be in me.
Right.
And then from that point on, it was just a learning process. I would say that, you know, there wasn't just one surrender, but there were many,
mm-hmm.
because he would knock on new closet doors and I'd go, oh, you want that one too? Okay. And I would open that up and give that. But once I had made the full surrender, opening up the closet doors to many others was easier,
hmm.
because I now knew, okay, I knew exactly I could trust God with this. I knew he could work in it and it would make a difference.
Was there a point where you realized that less and less closet doors were being opened, and has it continued to decrease, or are you finding kind of just doors you didn't realize were there?
Well, both. There's less and less, mm-hmm. That continued because after a while you kind of run out of closet doors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interestingly enough, there are areas that you never realized were mm-hmm. still holding, and like, okay, I need to let that. Because I think our perspective is so biased by our own kind of filter that's in place for ourselves.
Right.
And every one of us has this filter that kind of covers, and so we don't really see ourselves. And I guess I like to think of it kind of like a flashlight rather than a spotlight. I think if God put this spotlight on us and let us see ourselves clearly for who we are, it would be overwhelming, and we would be discouraged and just like, I can't do this. But I really feel God does more of like a flashlight, kind of a little small light, because kind of opens each area just a little bit and says, what about this? And we go, oh, okay, I never saw that before. And so we surrender it. And I think that's a gentle way that God leads us through the areas of change. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, don't be discouraged when you find a new closet or a new area.
Right.
Be encouraged, because they've always been there. You just didn't know it. And so you must be growing spiritually, or you never would have seen that before. And so the more areas you become aware of, the more you're growing spiritually. And that's all good.
Yeah.
So
do you think that part of that relationship aspect is tied to the fact that we understand the Holy Spirit as a He?
Yeah, I think that understanding the person of God, and the scripture refers to him as He. So that's how we do. The three in one, they are all persons, and always used in the masculine form. So looking at that, I feel that that helps us to understand it better, because if we did, because when you say the Holy Spirit, it feels like some kind of ghostly apparition that kind of flies around, and, you know, part of it is here, part of it is there, part of it is there. And that's when we call it an it, that's what we get. But when we refer to the Holy Spirit as a person, then we see that He comes in His complete person into us. And so there's not pieces of Him. There's a fullness of Him. The only problem, as we talked, He doesn't have all of us. So that becomes the process of learning how to release more and more of our life to Him.
Yeah, it was interesting because my devotion life just kind of lined up. And this morning I was reading Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, which talks about how God seals us with the Spirit when we first believe. So you kind of mentioned about that, that idea that we get all of Him, but then we give Him little bits of us. But it's just interesting because He didn't seal us with a token. He didn't seal us with, you know, any other replacement. It was literally Himself that He marks us. But what does that mean? What's the significance of it?
Well, I think that, you know, especially as the writing of it, like there was always a seal that showed ownership that was given. So somebody wrote a letter, they would put a seal on and then stamp it. And that when they saw that come through, if it was from the king or from whatever, then you knew who that belonged to and who that came from. And I think it's a sense of belonging that God gives us. And so we are a part of a family. We're a part of Him. We're co-heirs with Christ. All those things, because He's stamped on us His Holy Spirit.
So neat thought. Can I ask, what challenge would you like to leave people with this week?
I think that in our lives, well, as the skit really kind of clearly said, we're half-cheeking it way too much.
Right.
And I think if there's anything that we should become more and more aware of, how we can be fully surrendered to God and then experience a greater sense of His power, greater answers to prayer, greater victory in overcoming temptation, all the things that God promises us. When we release more to Him, we experience more of Him in our lives.
So just raising that awareness of areas that we can be surrendering. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor Arlie.
Thank you, Caleb.
And thanks for joining us on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith. Join us next Monday as we continue to discuss Growing 101, as Pastor Ryan brings us the message. And to get more out of this series, be sure to check out the resources on cwc.life to access sermon notes, weekly study material, and more great messages. Have a great week.